Good morning, everyone. This is Victoria from When the Ancients Speak. This morning, the message that I am relaying is a darker message, and I will explain as we go along. A couple of nights ago, we were visited by an entity that I have communicated with a few times before. He is not a pleasant entity at all, but he did have a message that he wanted to relay to the elites. I'm going to introduce my husband, Mike. Good morning, Mike.
And good morning, Victoria. Thank you for taking the time to do this MP3 for people. Periodically, we do try our best to occasionally, get beings to channel through us when we do MP3s. In fact, Victoria and I talked about actually getting a portable recording device, and the next time we go to the store, we may want to do that. Because sometimes these beings speak when you least expect it, and we would like to record some of this for you guys, but this being is not a very good being. Occasionally we do get dark beings that decide that they want to be heard too, because they know we communicate with other spirits, so we sort of become like a message board sometimes. Yeah. For these beings. Wouldn't you agree, Victoria?
I kind of look at it like... there was, if people still believe anything about the Bible, Enoch, who was a kind of go-between the forces of goodness and darkness. And the same thing occurs with me. I am the same way, and I communicate messages from both factions. So I have a message today from a being who likes to torment us sometimes with names and words, putting them together. He calls himself Remus. Well, that's not really who he is. If you slow his name down, Remus, meaning that he is going to let us know a few things of his plans. He is one of three dark princes that we have spoken about before, who came to this earth with others to destroy pretty much what we have. They don't really particularly like humans, even though they use them for their own purposes. Many of these beings came from another planet, and they're here to do what they have done throughout the universe previously, which is destroy certain planets with religion, politics, and they use warfare. They're entities that are very powerful. Anyway, Remus, I know him by another name, and some of you may have, you may know him too as Master, or you may know him as the devil or whatever, but there are three of them that use the same sort of power, and they are frequently changing out who they are. Anyway, he wants the elites to know this. He is sick of you. He is done with you. He is not going to fulfill what he said he would to you, and the reason being is because you betrayed him. You did not do what he told you to do, and therefore he hasn't decided as of yet if he is going to pit one faction against the other and destroy you all, or if he's going to play with you. But he is fed up with you. You are decadent. You have nothing that he needs anymore. And he is very, very excited about sitting on his throne. And for those of you who are human, reptilian, whatever you are, who thought that you were going to be sitting on the throne, he says, oh, no, 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 that's mine. So, this is partially your message.
Not really sure how to follow that one, but I don't believe that we're going to have a channeling session today.
No, not from him.
But certainly not from that. And when that does happen, you have to take extraordinary precautions, which yes, Victoria and I do. And it's just a whole other way of living that is mind-bending, but one good thing about it is we always know what's going to happen. We are very rarely caught unawares, and sometimes we are years ahead of the curve. And if you've ever listened to any of our other MP3s, you can see that they're all accurate. Everything that we represent is truthful. We have no need to lie. We're not really asking people for money or anything. I mean, that's not what we're about. You know, maybe someday, maybe a couple of bucks just to keep things going, you know, but the main thing that we're here to do is try to tell everybody the truth and warn people what we hear. And if you compare what we hear to what's going on today, I think you'll see that there's a great deal of truth.
Yeah, I mean, I've been conversing with this being for, I don't know, maybe 5 or 6 years now. He's been popping in and out. And before that, it was some of his minions. He also wanted you to know that it is all of the elites that he is planning on coming after. And he hasn't decided whether or not he's going to do it above the ground or in the bunkers. So you guys are...
fucked.
Yeah, you're totally screwed either way because he's really pissed at you. I don't know what you didn't do.
There is one exception.
One exception?
From what I heard when this session was going on, I don't know if it was verbalized or not to Victoria, maybe not. Those of you that are elites, those of you that have your finger on the pulse of what's going on and are willfully trying to destroy this country, America, and have also destroyed other countries with your globalist propaganda, the only chance for you not to be consumed and tormented by this being, because he has plans beyond the soul catcher, which is after he murders you, he's going to try to consume your soul. So, this is a really, really bad being. And before we get too much into the whole religious aspect of that, we just wanted you to know that there is one exception. If you turn from your wickedness right now I feel like a preacher, right? Hallelujah!
He made a deal.
Yeah, he basically said that if those of you that are elites and have been committing evil, from this point forward, turn against the other elites and do what is good, you will receive protection. You will be blessed. I don't know how. I'm whatever the word blessing might mean to you. Your family will be looked after. But he also wanted you to know that none of this will be possible if you live anywhere within 100 miles of the coastline or in the middle of the state. There are areas that are just going to be split open. For those of you that understand a little bit about geology and how earthquakes work and everything else, we talk about this all the time, that many major events that have happened over the millions and millions and years and have resulted in tectonic plate shifts. So a lot of that's about to happen. So that's basically what I heard.
Yeah. That might be true because I know that he's trying to make a deal right now with some other beings because he's tired of playing these games on Earth. I know that for a fact. He told me 2 nights ago that he wants off this planet. So he says it's time to go home. These are things that he's working out without any of you around, without any of the elites. He's figuring out a new plan without any of you included.
The other thing I had to mention was that you have to understand that all of religion is fake.
He made it up.
Yeah, you have your choice of different religions to believe in, but it all serves one purpose, which is to keep you enslaved. There are better religions than other ones. That, for example, Buddhism, I think, is a great religion because it's not really a religion. It's about developing yourself and connecting with inner peace. And I would say that of all the religions on the planet, that would probably be the closest one that I would consider calling a personal religion. But I don't believe even in the tenets of some of the teachings in that, too. It was all designed to keep your mind enslaved in different levels. And the reason why that's important for you to know is because once your mind is enslaved within a certain religious fervor, you're much more easier to control, and these beings know that, that they can appeal to that religious side of you to manipulate you to do and think certain things.
Mm-hmm.
But once you break free of that religious model, then you have free thought, and you can rise as far as you want, as far as your awareness. That's why a lot of people can't perform certain kinds of mental telepathy or psionics or any of those abilities, because you're still enslaved in that thought. And that's also important to mention because these beings know this, and they take on the roles of different religious figureheads. There will be people that will come in these religions that can seem to perform miracles. Most of these are demonic and alien beings because they are in many ways one in the same.
Yes.
You see, that's the great lie. Mm-hmm. Is they told you that, yes, there's dark entities and, oh my goodness, you shouldn't talk to them or anything. And actually that's true, just like you wouldn't want to talk with somebody that is inherently evil, like the Ted Bundys of the world.
Well, he's very manipulative.
But they're very good at this. Mm-hmm. And they convince people to remain in these faiths and religions so that they can not only harvest energy from you, because each of these different religions are like different flavors of ice cream for them, and different beings have different flavors. Some of them like the good energy.
Yeah.
Okay, they hang around the, you know, the Buddhists and help promote truth. Some of them like the neutral energy, they hang around those beings, and some of them like the darker energy, they hang around the Satanists. But you see, it's all a system of control.
Mm-hmm.
So that's important for you to know, because once you realize that, you can look beyond that, and then you can use eyes of logic and reasoning so that you can see what the real truth is once you break free from all of that. But these beings take turns the same way that a man might dress up to be Santa Claus in the local mall.
They take turns.
And they, and while they're dressed like that, all those kids, all that positive energy they get, you know, well, it's exactly the same thing when they pretend to be religious beings of some kind, you know, the devil, God, angels. They're very, very clever. It's a, it's an incredible game for them.
Mm-hmm.
And they do it for wealth and riches and stuff that they take from humanity.
And we are like little pieces on their board game. And they maneuver us and play around with us in their own particular way. And they're very good at it. And they've perfected it over thousands of years that they've been doing this to other people on other planets. So I want you to know that Earth is just about done. But there is something else that I did want to mention. I was also visited by an Anunnaki about 5 nights ago, who came from the Hall of Records. Now, where we get all our town hall records and things from, we learned this from the Anunnaki. Anyway, he wanted you to know that they are trying to protect the Earth right now with a protective bubble, because what is going on is that the reptilians are exploding nuclear weapons inside of the Earth, which is causing a lot of these eruptions, like the volcanoes and the earthquakes. And they're trying to protect the Earth at this time from some of the damage, but they don't know how effective this will be, because the weapons that are being exploded inside the Earth are actually out of their range of protection. The reptilians have gotten very good at doing this, and so they're trying to use their weaponry to stop these nuclear weapons, which they do have the capacity to stop, neutralize them, but because they're further into the Earth, it's very hard to get there. So we don't really know what's going to happen, but I can tell you that there is a lunar eclipse, an asteroid shower, and a solar eclipse all this month in August, and it will change a lot of things that you will see on this planet.
On or around the 12th will begin one of the largest meteor showers that humanity has ever seen. This will kick off the month. As you know, the Satanists are really big into all this stuff, and this whole system of Satanism is actually demonic prince worship that has been transferred from one planet to another. This is just the version that it morphs into when it comes into this planet,
right?
Because it follows our belief system, but this is a structure that's been used to overthrow principalities and governments and entire worlds. There are actually great edicts against this kind of belief system where you worship dark princes. So but this is all, everything that's been set up is to worship dark princes, and as you can see, it's all manifesting through our politics, our religion. Recently, the Pope came out and said that they serve Lucifer. I don't know if you missed that one, but that means that literally millions upon millions of Roman Catholic practitioners have been disenfranchised by their Pope. So it's all coming. Full disclosure about religion is just around the corner. But I'm going to warn you, another warning I was given about politics and what's going on in this country. I want to say two good things, first of all. I know a lot of people may or may not put a lot of faith into politics, and I understand why. It's a system of lies, no question about it. But I think currently, under what is going on now, we see that the current president of the United States, Donald Trump, I actually support. I think that he's trying very hard to do a lot of difficult things in a difficult time, but unfortunately the beings that I speak with kind of feel a bit differently. While they admit that he's probably the best choice of candidates at the time, because we had a choice between bad or extremely bad, but yet Donald Trump has done a lot of good things for this country, and I believe he is a true patriot. However, I also believe he is aligned with Israel. And I do believe that they are going to bring in Noahide law. Mm-hmm. And it, for those of you that are listening, that are living in sin, that are maybe homosexual or bisexual or part of the LGBTQ community, you know, as a psychologist, I fully understand the importance of being able to live the life that you want to live. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to tell you, in a very short time period, this is going to be outlawed. You won't be able to live in any kind of immoral relationship. If you're not married, you will not be able to have sex. If you don't understand...
V for Vendetta.
Yeah, exactly. The movie V for Vendetta explains all of this and how Noahide law is to be brought in. But essentially, we're going to align ourselves with Israel to destroy all of the... pedophiles and all of the Satanists, mm-hmm. and all of the people that are going to be outlawed. And please look this up, Noahide law. Mm-hmm. Read about it.
It's in the UN. It's in the UN. It was approved under Bush Jr. Actually, before that, Bush Sr. introduced it into the UN. So they've been pushing for this for like 30 odd years. And while you may think that that's no big deal, if you think that that's part of your freedoms, it's not. But anyway, it's just part of the plan, and you need to understand that there are two factions right now fighting for control, the old oligarchy and the new ones. And what is being brought in will be a clash of civilizations that you will not be able to imagine. And now that I have been informed this by, I call him D, now that he has informed me of his plans, he is planning, he doesn't know yet whether he is going to pit both sides against each other and there's going to be all hell on earth, or if he's going to kill off one faction or the other. He hasn't decided on that. But you need to know that he is done with all of you. So you need to stop whatever you're doing because it's not for his benefit and you're not getting anything out of it. Because when you pass, he's coming to visit you and he's going to tell you the truth before he consumes you. That's what he is planning on doing. And he told me that the other night. And I said, yeah, and I'm supposed to just go out and tell everybody this stuff, and they're never going to believe me. They'll think I'm crazy. And he said, no, I want them to know. So when you listen to this, there is some kind of message that comes through that you will understand for the elites that are listening and do listen to this program.
And I think a final word on all of this, even though we didn't actively channel, these are other channelings that we've had over the last week or so. And we're aware of events that are going to take place, and it's important that you understand the real game. On the surface, it looks like the Democrats in our country are imploding, and they're making their groups attack people. I mean, you know, obviously most of the violence is there, and this is all part of the coup that's going on to overthrow our president.
Yeah.
And what's going to happen is, now that they can't get any more mileage with this whole Russia thing, you know, Russia, Russia, Russia.
You know, nukes.
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be some other stuff that's going to take place. They're going to actually try and see if they can come up with some kind of crap on Trump as far as finances, and then they're going to try and basically have a soft coup where they remove him from power and try to remove all the people that were elected. But I think that there's going to be some interesting things that are going to happen before that.
Bacteria.
And we're going to have some kind of huge something is going to happen to detract from this, and they'll try and accomplish all of this at the same time. But you see, if they don't get Trump out soon, then Israel will firmly be in control of the White House in many different ways, and I think we're going to head towards Noahide law, and a lot of people are going to support it because they're sick and tired of seeing their countries being torn apart by radical Islam. They're sick and tired of the pedophiles that have ruled over us. So it's either going to be the old guard or the new guard. The white knights, as they call them, is the new guard.
The thing is, though, it's a religion, and most people thought that Islam was going to sweep the world. Well, I'm telling you, they were used for this particular purpose. To
gotta have a boogeyman.
Gotta have a bad man. You rile them up, you get the people
get
riled
upset.
Up. And so, you know, the Christians being slaughtered, all of that sort of stuff, is now squarely on the shoulders of, you know, all the radicals.
Problem, reaction, solution.
Yeah, this is, you know, I talk about this all the time to you guys, that it is just the way things are done. It's a way of communism. It's a way of indoctrination. But anyway... apart from that, you're still going to get a religion, and it's not going to be Islam. It's going to be Noahide law, which is Jewish Talmud. And if you understand what that does, you need to read some of this stuff. I mean, don't listen to anything I'm saying, okay? You need to read it, and you need to understand what it means in the future. So with that, I really didn't want to do this MP3 because I have a problem even conversing with D sometimes. He's very manipulative. He can be very charming, but deep down inside, I'm always very aware of the kind of behavior that he does. He likes me because I don't put up with any of his nonsense, and I challenge him, and that I'm not afraid of him, and that's why he likes me. He's sick of the elites because he finds you decadent and disobedient, and I don't know what it is you didn't do that he asked you to do, but you really pissed him off, because now he's coming after you guys, and you should know that running into your bunkers may not be a safe place for you anymore because he's coming in after you. Just wanted you to know I'm passing the message along, and I know that you guys listen, and he knows you listen. That's why he sent this message along. Okay? Well, with that, I am going to leave you all, and we'll try and keep you updated about what's happening. We don't know when this is going to come, but I can tell you that some of the spaceships that are further out in space, as of the end of next week, they can now move closer to the Earth. So you may actually start seeing more alien activity than currently what we're seeing, because they now have permission to come closer to Earth as it gets closer as Nibiru comes. For those of you who have been watching our Facebook page, you will see that I have put some images there recently showing that there is a planet very close to the sun. So it is moving closer quickly, and it's time to figure out what you're going to do. Okay? And I'll talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.